Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. It is June the 3rd, 2021, and we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about. Seriously, a lot has been going on. A lot has been happening. You know, you don't really have to look for anything. Just wait. Sit by and watch it take place. Biden again was at an event, race baiting, most definitely. And, of course, Fauci, his emails. You know what it made me think about, Shannon?
What's that?
Fauci's emails remind me of Hillary Clinton's emails. So they don't want you to read what's in the emails. They don't want you, all they want you to do is focus on why the emails were released in the first place. But before we get into all of that, if you haven't already, everybody, please, for anyone who's a new listener, please do me a favor. Get out your mobile device and text WILL, that's my name, text WILL to, what's the number? 88202.
Right.
I was making sure you knew.
Okay.
Text WILL to 88202. There's been a lot going on. I've been down to the border. I went to Florida. So much going on.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, and if you guys want to call in and talk to Will today, you can do that. Get ready for the number. It is 516-595-8069, and you press 1 to come on the line. We want to hear from you. Will wants to hear from you, especially if you disagree with him, as he will tell you over and over. He likes to have those conversations.
I really do. I like to have those conversations. So
yeah,
please.
They stress most people out, though. It's definitely a gift.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Come on, give me a call. Give me a call. I don't bite that hard. Maybe just a little bit, but I don't bite that hard. So let's talk a little bit about what do you want to talk about? Joe Biden or Fauci?
I wish we didn't have to talk about any of them, to be honest with you. I wish they weren't in positions they're in. But
yeah,
let's go ahead and start with, both of them are fresh and new from yesterday. But let's talk about Biden just so we can get everybody's hearts pumping at the top of the hour. What do you think? Right? Let's talk about
it. I like it. Well, you know, I think their hearts will pump even with Fauci. You know, but okay, but let's just do this.
I don't think people have very high expectations.
No, I mean,
they don't have high expectations of Biden either. I tell you what, I don't know.
I think their hearts will be pumping just because of the situation and the information is coming out, how, Fauci changed his role and anything. But, okay, let's just get into Biden first.
Yeah, he was in an event yesterday, and some interesting things happened at this event. I was like, what event was he at? I guess it was an event. He did remarks about the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, I guess, that happened there. And so, naturally, he's there to race bait. Right.
Oh, that's what Democrats do. They race bait.
Right.
They keep the division going.
He made a couple announcements. First, he made the announcement that the blacks do good things, right? That they don't know how to get lawyers and accountants, but they have good ideas.
Oh, yeah. If you're black out there, you don't know how to get, you don't know how to find a DMV. You don't know how to get a voter ID. You don't know how to use a computer.
Uh-huh.
You don't know how to find a lawyer. You don't know how to find an accountant. But you have good ideas.
Right. And then he announced that Kamala Harris is going to lead the push for voter protections, which this is also another interesting piece that we should talk about. Because she hasn't even done anything for the border yet, but now she has another great
responsibility. Well, you know what? I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet that she's going to do a lot more for this voter protection, right? This so-called voter protection. And I'm doing my fingers in like the quotes. You know how you do it. I'm willing to bet that she's going to go out there and say that she's going to stop all this voter suppression, you know, the whole thing, like in Georgia, making sure that your vote counts as your vote. You know, that nasty thing, like, rich people vote, poor people vote, and each of their votes count as the same thing. You know, that's what Georgia passed. But that's, to them, is voter suppression. They want to change that.
that's, once again, that's more that we could talk about. But let's go ahead and start with this clip from yesterday from Joe Biden talking about black ownership.
Yeah. And after we play this clip, I want to play another clip that we have from, you know, this was on Fox News, with Leo Terrell, Sean Hannity, and Larry Elder. This is Leo Terrell, Leo Point 2.0, for those of you that don't know.
Yeah, he's.
But let's play this first clip with O'Biden as he, you know, talks about people of color or black people not being able to find something or be able to know how to get something.
The data shows young black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs are. But they don't have lawyers. They don't have. They don't have accountants, but they have great ideas. Does anyone doubt this whole nation would be better off from the investments those people make? And I promise you, that's why I set up a National Small Business Administration that's much broader, because they're going to get those loans.
Oh, come on. This is so insulting.
It really is.
It is 100% insulting. If President Trump mentioned anything, what he just said, he'd be like, oh, my goodness, you're so racist. What are you insinuating, that black people don't know how to do something,
yeah,
but they have good ideas? My goodness. And then you have the racist, and I'm calling them all racist, the racist mainstream liberal socialist communist media have nothing to say about it because they're all they're all in agreement with racist Biden. Oh, Biden, sorry.
Right. It's incredible that he gets away with comments like this because he consistently says how incapable and incompetent
mm-hmm.
blacks are.
Exactly.
They can't get a driver's license, right? They don't know where to go. They don't know how to get online and search for where to vote, where to go. They don't know how to make a plan. You know, early voting sometimes is two weeks ahead of an election. They can't make time or figure out how to make time to go vote. I mean, it's so insulting, right? And if people, and the sad thing is, as you sit there and you watch him and he's mostly talking to a huge black audience, and guess what they do after he's done talking?
They clap.
I'm sitting here going, he just told you.
You know what? The reason why I think they probably clap, because, you know, they're like listening to him and like, what? And then what? And then someone comes up that they don't have on camera holding up a sign, applause now.
You know what? If you actually look at the data, Joe, under President Trump,
yes,
black entrepreneurship grew to an all-time high. You know why? Because they're completely capable of doing it without government assistance. They are not dumb. They know how to go, as you will hear Sean Hannity say, they know how to go on LegalZoom. LegalZoom is not racist. Anybody can go on there. I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, he's so racist in his thinking, and people don't even put two and two together. Why do you think black ownership is sore? Because the economy is going. It was stimulating. Trump created more money in the marketplace, especially where he actually went to black neighborhoods to stimulate the economy. It was actually working under President Trump. And it's just crazy to me that these people did not pay attention to what is actually happening.
Yeah, it was night and day under President Trump.
Right.
That's why you have a lot of.
He didn't have to sit here and say, I'm helping you because you're.
No, he didn't.
And you don't know how to get a lawyer. He did not insult the intelligence of black people like Joe Biden did.
No, absolutely. And it was so much better under President Trump. And because they see a lot of black people right now are starting to recognize, like, hold up, wait a minute. It was so much better under Trump. Mm. So they have to come out and race bait to convince the black community or anyone that will listen to them mm-hmm. to go and say, oh, yeah, you know what? Because under the Trump and the Republicans, they made it bad for me. But people go, but wait a minute, that's not true. That's not true at all. It was so much better. The economy was booming, and it wasn't just for black people. President Trump, like you just mentioned, President Trump put a policy in that helped Americans across the board, and guess what? Black people benefited from
it. Because they're Americans.
Because they're Americans. Hispanic. Women started more businesses under President Donald J. Trump than any other time in history.
Yeah, minority women at that.
Yes,
at the top
and minority women. And Hispanics. were working more than any other time. President Trump was breaking records.
Right.
He was breaking records in a positive way, and they saw this, and they could not stand it. They said, we've got to get rid of him. He's destroying us. He's making us look bad.
It's just, I can't believe that they're not insulted by the things
I am insulted.
Well, you are, but the people in that audience, I'm sitting there thinking, do you guys not hear what he's saying to you? I mean, he's literally saying that you don't know how to get an accountant
or
a lawyer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you have a good idea.
Yeah, you have a good idea.
Right?
Yeah, seriously. So let's listen to on Hannity just briefly here what Leo Terrell and Larry Elders had to say about Biden saying that, you know, black people don't have basically know how to get a lawyer or access to a lawyer or accountant, you know.
Joey, as I like to say, come on, man. Really, President Sippy Cup? Now, rather than constantly trying to fuel division, racial division, why don't you finally take some responsibility for your history of disgusting racial remarks? Why does the mob and the media give you a pass? You know, like when you praise and work with the former Klansmen to stop the integration of schools, you were worried about schools becoming racial jungles, Joe. Because everyday Americans, all races, they're tired of the constant playing of the race card dividing all of us. Joining us with reaction, radio talk show host Larry Elder, Fox News contributor Leo 2.0 Terrell. Okay. Now, I don't know. I might – if I'm an African-American,
hey,
I'm a lawyer.
Go first.
Larry,
I go first.
Okay. Are you both lawyers?
I want to go first.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, oh,
yeah,
you both wait a minute. So you don't take on African-American clients, do you? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, listen, Joe Biden, look at me. I'm black. I'm a lawyer. Larry's a lawyer. There's thousands of black lawyers. This is insulting. It's offensive. I'm black. I'm a lawyer. 30 years as a lawyer. And here's the other part about it that is so insulting. It makes a false assumption, a racist assumption, that blacks only go to black lawyers. I have black clients, white clients, yellow clients. This guy plays a race card. Somebody needs to tell him he's a racist. Somebody needs to, I'm black. I'm a lawyer. I can't say anything else.
I thought of both of you guys today because you're both friends of mine. And I'm like, man, I can't wait for tonight. Larry.
Oh, this is crazy.
Sean, how about this part? Studies have shown that black entrepreneurs are just as capable as white entrepreneurs. Well, duh, Joe. And Sean, yeah.
Poor kids are just as smart as white kids. I'm like,
just,
what?
Right.
And
Charlemagne the God, you ain't really black if you don't know whether or not you want to vote for me or vote for Joe Biden. Look, this is a man who's never even run a lemonade stand, and he's given business advice. Sean, here are the numbers to keep in mind. 4, 6, 8, 12. 4% is the percentage of the black vote that Republicans got in 2008 when Obama ran. 6% is what he got when he ran for reelection, presiding over the worst economic recovery since 1949. 8% is what Republicans got when Donald Trump said, what do you have to lose? And 12% is what Trump got for reelection when he delivered an economy with the lowest unemployment rate for blacks in history. They are scared to death. That number gets to 15 to 20%. These guys are toast, and they know it, so they're pulling out the race cards.
Yeah, I, you know.
Hey, breaking news. I'm black. I'm a lawyer. I'm black. Breaking news. I'm Fox. I'm Hannity. I'm black. I'm a lawyer.
But Fox News
hey,
alert. Oh,
crazy.
Okay. A
somebody
civil rights attorney, Dunlow.
Somebody needs to tell Joe Biden he's a racist.
Well,
Joe Biden's a racist.
I just want to know. You know, there are great services out there. And I have a radio advertiser, 1-800-ACCOUNTANT. They take on any client. We all know about LegalZoom.com. That's a great service,
yeah.
Very inexpensive. You know, Larry and Leo, cost a lot of money per hour. I'm just saying, Larry.
No, I take on all clients. I'm black. I didn't know it. I'm a black lawyer. 30 years.
Hey, Sean, if Biden really wants to help, why doesn't he get behind vouchers K-12? Get behind vouchers K-12.
Yeah.
Biden went to a Catholic prep school. One of his sons went to a Catholic prep school. Give everybody else an opportunity to do the same thing. Vouchers, Joe.
Vouchers, Joe. Did you hear Larry Elder say, oh, Biden? Did you hear him? Because you said, I can't stand when you say that. But even Larry Elder said, oh, Biden.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well, I actually had to replay it for me if you didn't hear it, because I was like, he didn't say that.
Yeah, before we got started, I said, listen, he even said it. Larry Elder even said, oh, Biden, because it's true. Biden's in the background running everything, if you ask me, or at least he's running that.
Well, what's true is that it truly is racist, the way of how Biden thinks, how little he thinks of black people.
Yes.
I mean,
it's 100% how little he does think of black people. Like, black people, you need a handout.
Right.
We're here. I'm going to give you something just to pacify you. I even talk about putting, you know, a black person on a dollar bill or a $20 bill just to pacify you just a little bit, black people. This dude is literally racist.
Right.
I mean, he is literally racist. President Trump was just the opposite. And everything that they blame somebody else for, they're the ones doing it.
I mean, do you think that the black community as a whole is actually paying attention to
I think more people
I give them more credit.
The only reason why they're doing the race baiting, and they brought up this other case from 2019 that they've been showing on the lamestream media,
mm-hmm,
about the police officers killing another black man. It happened in 2019. Well, they currently don't have one that's active right now that they can talk about. So they went and dug one up because they see that they're losing more and more and more of the black community. I was in the airport. The two black dudes came up to me because of the shirt I had on, and one was 6'4", 250 pounds at least, and he goes, dude. And I looked at him, and he goes, I love that shirt.
Will, now, so everybody knows, Will's shirt said F Biden.
Yeah. Now, I don't ever use foul language. I don't say foul language, but you know what? And it's not even a nice word. I'll admit it. Okay, it's not even a nice word. But
yeah,
I did it to prove a point. And you know what? You know what's amazing to me, Shannon?
But it's amazing to me that the guy, you said it wasn't just him; it was both of them.
Oh yeah, he had another guy with him, and both of them go, you know what? They said I have to make a confession. He said I made a mistake for voting for Biden. He said, man, I should have voted for Trump.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, he said this. He said what's going on is crazy. He said I should have voted for Trump because this dude in the White House right now, he's not for nobody.
He's actually for big government.
Yes.
That's exactly what he is for. Absolutely.
Yes. The elitist, the globalist. But it's amazing to me, you know, just to touch on it just real quick, the shirt I had on, it did have a bad word on it, you know, and, you know, a lot of words, people, you know, there are a lot of bad words, but I did it to prove a point about our First Amendment rights. And they just got, you know, a lot of the liberals got triggered by it. And I put a comment. I just put a text comment on Facebook. And that comment right now is over 5,000. There's over 5,000 plus comments for that one little comment that I said.
Well,
because the stewardess came up to me. I went through TSA. I went through everything. Got on the airplane, sitting down in my chair, and the stewardess came up to me and said, you have to take the shirt off because it's offensive to children. And it happened to be a white female liberal. It's crazy.
Child.
Yeah, seriously.
Full disclosure.
Yeah, full disclosure. You know, but...
Yeah, so Will, they actually almost kicked Will off the plane. He actually, because he wanted to get home, he did have a conversation with her about First Amendment rights, and then he turned his shirt inside out. So
yeah, she straight up told me, she said, you don't have First Amendment rights.
Wow, right?
Those words literally came out of her mouth.
Right.
Out of her mouth. She said, you don't have First Amendment rights. And she said, I'm done having this conversation with you. I'm going to kick you off. I'm like, wow.
Right. And now listen to this. When Will got off the plane, he decided to turn his shirt right side
out.
Yeah,
right before I got off the airplane, we're at 30,000 feet. We're going to throw me out the door?
Right.
I mean, seriously? So I changed my shirt, mm-hmm, right before we get off. And then I'm walking out. And a lot of times there's someone at the door right there saying, thank you for flying with us and going off. And I get stuck right there for a second. And the guy said, thank you for coming. I said, yeah, but your stewardess back there wasn't happy to see me. She literally told me that I don't have First Amendment rights. And he goes, oh, that's not right. Then I walked off the plane. And for anyone who flies frequently, you'll know that sometimes there's a captain and another stewardess waiting to come on to relieve the other captain and stewardess. But anyways, I walked off and both of them go, oh, I love your shirt. And I said, well, your stewardess on board did not like my shirt. She straight up told me, I don't have First Amendment rights. And the stewardess that was waiting to get on, she said, you absolutely do have First Amendment rights. She has no right to tell you that you can't wear the shirt. She said, it's not a nice, you know, word on the shirt. I said, and I told her, I said, you know what? I completely agree with you. But I did it to prove a point. Our First Amendment is going away in this country. It's
right.
going away. When you got people like Biden that is literally helping our country be destroyed, along with Antifa, BLM, the Democrats, the Socialist Communist Democrat Party, the mainstream media, they're all working diligently to take down our country, to destroy it. And to prove why everybody that is white right now that voted for President Trump, do you know that Biden himself is literally calling all of you white supremacists, even though many of you have supported me. Many of you have supported Latinos. Many of you have supported Asian people, people
Ben
from
Scott.
Various parts of the world that
Ben
are not
Carson.
Per se white, but you have right. supported them. You have supported them, but Biden and the Democrats are literally calling you white supremacists. It's disgusting. To prove my point, Shannon, listen to this.
The joint session of Congress, according to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
Oh, my goodness. Who do you think he's talking about in the United States of America, people? Because
yeah.
I can walk out in the street, walk my dog, and I don't have to worry about someone attacking me unless it's Antifa or BLM. I can go down to the bank. I can go down to the store and don't have to worry about someone or white supremacist attacking me. Seriously, the only one that have to worry about attacking me are these anti-American socialist communist Democrats.
Right. And that just leads the way to the next part of our conversation, which is the critical race theory, right?
Yes.
That the Biden administration, you got me saying it, is pushing into the schools. And recently, yesterday, there was a video that went viral. Do we have that video? About the Black Panther that had the conversation with his daughter about the critical race thing?
Yes, yes, we do. It's actually on our website, uniteamericafirst.com. There's an article there written by one of our writers, and we do have there is a video there as well. So let me go ahead and pull that up, and we will play the video.
Right. Now, critical race theory, for those that you don't know, basically encourages intolerance, difference, and anger, right? I mean, it's making black people bad or white people bad, black people.
And this is from
we're teaching this to our children. Our children, to be honest with you, for the most part, I mean, there might be a small percentage of kids that might have been taught race to be racist in their homes. But for the most part, most children do not.
They don't have it in them unless it's taught
absolutely,
to them.
Right.
But to my understanding, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but this is a. You know, he's a, I guess he's a Black Panther.
That's what the article
says. You know, the article saying he's a Black Panther and he's a black male that has, and his daughter is black, of course, and he's talking to his black daughter about how to react with white people. Okay? Listen to this.
Daddy teaches you you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't Daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown,
yellow,
right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who
yes.
they are
and
not
and
what color
nice.
They are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not going to happen. My baby's going to know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard, and she can become that.
Work hard even though you don't know anyone. You can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. They're good people. They love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
Daddy teaches you can be anything.
That's it. That's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, man. It's so wonderful. Let me tell you. He says to her, you can be whatever you want to be as long as you work hard. Let me tell you. That's how it is in America. I mean, we just saw We just saw Leo Terrell, right? He's saying, listen, I've been a black lawyer for 30 years. Ben Carson, look at him. Look at NBA players. Look at football players. Look at doctors. Look at, I mean, you could do whatever you want as long as you work hard. That's the message we should be sending to all kids in America equally.
That's
right?
What the, you know what? That's what the CRT should be about, to teach white kids, black kids, brown kids, yellow kids how to all get along.
Right.
And not
to be united.
Point out white kids that are bad. That's what they're currently trying to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
That's what, for those of you that don't know, the critical race theory is to point out white kids, to tell white kids and to tell black kids that white kids are just inherently bad simply because they were born white. It's disgusting. And for them to even have the audacity to sit there and try to make this part of the curriculum in the schools in our nation, seriously, whoever came up with that should be jailed.
Oh, man.
Seriously, my opinion.
Right. It's so the opposite of what they say they want it to do,
yeah,
right? I mean,
exactly.
They say they want to unite, but really and truly, they want to draw those lines of division. They want to make whites look like they're all bad people, even though, you know, just like this little black girl in this video, she's like, I love everybody as long as they're nice. I'll be their friend as long as they're nice. That's exactly the conversation we should be having in school. Right? I mean, I understand things happen in school. I understand things happen in the workplace. But a lot of things that happen are not based on color. It's based on somebody's characteristic and then not getting along.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, and honestly, that's what it is.
You're right.
And now, instead of saying, well, that person wasn't nice to me, so I don't want to be their friend. It's like, oh, you don't want to be their friend because you're racist. No, that's not
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
The director... On Epic Times, I read this article. It said that the director, Peter Curdy, from the Center of Independent Studies and author of a new paper, Canceling the Culture, Critical Theory and Chisholm of Incoherence, explains there's three dangers to the critical race theory, which I just said, intolerance, difference, and anger. He said, firstly, we are confronted with the erosion of tolerance when unacceptable opinions are denounced. Secondly, there's an emphasis on the difference by promoting discrimination as a good thing, because they're literally saying, listen, we can discriminate against white people. It's okay because
right.
they're bad.
Yeah.
Right? Now, in the old days, they discriminated against black people because they said they were dumb. Right? So it's still discrimination, which we are not supposed to tolerate.
Yep.
Right? And he said, and thirdly, there is incitement of rage and anger that makes reasonable discourse impossible. That's exactly it. You know, there's been kids in these, we've had so many people write it. And one thing is what, there was this mixed kid, right? Will, do you remember this? There was a mixed kid, his mom was black, and he was told that he had to write a paper denouncing his whiteness. And how his whiteness, he had, we call it, white privilege, right? And she's like, what are you talking about? My son's half black, and
yeah.
white privilege is, she went to the school. They refused to change his grade because he refused to do this thing, and he was going to fail the class.
Yeah, because
somehow he wasn't going to
yeah,
graduate.
He, yeah,
so.
He was mixed, but because he, you know, he had looked a little white, they wanted
right.
him to denounce his whiteness.
But that's what they're saying.
Denounce, you know, who he actually
right.
is and go along with their critical race theory or
right.
you're going to fail. This is our country today, people.
Right.
And
they
for us
to
even
have
this conversation is absolutely ridiculous
right.
because we shouldn't be talking. I mean, there's so much more as a society that we could be doing versus having this stupid conversation that they're trying to create this racial division in the United States of America. It's like it's never going to end.
Yeah.
It's like it's never going to end. To prove my point on that, I have another soundbite that I want to play for you. This is from Judge Joe Brown. You know what? This judge, he kind of reminds me, just the way his facial features and stuff, he reminds me of my father, my dad. He does. He kind of, just the way
he
looks.
Does,
yeah.
yeah
he, I'm like, man, he looks like my
judge.
Dad almost.
Yeah,
you know,
he
favors him a lot. Yeah.
Judge
But, Shannon, before I play this clip, if someone wants to call in and argue with me and tell me how I'm wrong about, you know, that about white people and how Joe Biden is not racist, what is that number if they want to give us a call?
Well, you can also call if you just want to make a comment.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't have to necessarily be.
But I like those. But you can
He encourages them. But anyways, you can give us a call. The number is 516-595-8069. Remember to push 1 to come on the line with Will. Go ahead, Will.
Here's
you play the video?
Here's the clip.
Or clip, yeah.
Joe Biden, who got up there and when this speech he gave, I mean, I was really offended. I heard it right outside the state capitol building in Dover, which was a rundown, ransacked old house, 250 years old. And he said, Negro children are like roaches. If they're allowed to integrate the schools, they will infest them and they will never be gotten out. Negro.
Who said that? Joe Biden said that?
Yeah. I heard it. Saw it. He said, Negroes were animals and they turned the streets into jungles. And he and Senator Eastland had a plan where they could put all of these Negro animals in zoos. Now, we talk about the 94 crime bill. That wasn't the 91 was bad. The
91. 87
was really bad. The 81 was the one where one rock got you 5 years, which due to some other stuff Biden and Stennis and Eastland did, it wasn't 5 years with parole. They abolished federal parole. So you get 5 years, you get 60 months, and you get released with all good and honor time at 56 months from federal custody. And then there was, that was the 81, when then there was the 79 and the 77. So let's give blame where blame is due. That bastard has been a racist dog, and he used to talk about he understood the Negro because he was raised in Delaware. And he said, Delaware was a proud slave-owning state that basically copped out by not going with the South during the rebellion as it should have because they were too close to D.C. to not be intimidated. So I listened to this racist dog. I kept up with him because I was practicing criminal law, and federal criminal trials became almost a lynch thing because of what is allowed. By the way, you ever get interrogated by the feds, never say, I don't know what happened. I don't know anything about it because you will get convicted on one count of an indictment.
Wow. You know that last piece where he said, if they talk to you, don't say you don't know anything because they'll get you on one count of indictment. That, you know, they use that for January the 6th even. You know, they use that a lot. And that's the, that's how they do it. So the way I take it that if, you know, they come talk to you, the feds come talk to you to say, you know what, I need to talk to a lawyer. I need to talk to a lawyer. They probably keep repeating that. I really should talk to a lawyer. I need to talk to a lawyer. I need, you know, because they'll get you in anything. But anyways, Joe Biden has always been racist.
Yeah.
Biden has always been racist, and he's not going to stop being racist because that's just in his nature. The Democrat Party itself is a racist party. They're the ones who created the KKK. They're the ones who wanted to keep slavery. They're the ones who had the slave plantations. They're the ones who didn't want women voting. They're the ones that didn't want black people voting. They're the ones that was against civil rights until they figured out how they can use it to control black people. They were against all these civil liberties for people unless it was them. And now they try to want, they want to try to convince all of us that they have changed, like the party switched. No, the parties never switch. That was another big lie.
Yeah. Listen, I believe in cases that people can change. I believe that if you make comments 30 years that you could have learned from them, you could have grown, you could have become a better person.
So what about Biden in his case?
Well, I'm getting to that. But according to the things that Biden says, because he pretty much makes the case that blacks are incapable, that they're incompetent, it makes me believe that he still has those same thoughts and ideas he did 30 years ago, right? He hasn't come along very well. So, I mean, critical race theory in schools is very, very dangerous. I think it won't unite the country. I'm really happy to see that there are states that are standing up against critical race theory. You now have Montana that is banning the program. So is Iowa, Tennessee, Texas, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Florida has as well, right? Because these states,
Ron DeSantis was like the first one that I see come out and denounce saying, we're not going to have this critical race theory nonsense in our state. It's
right.
not going to come. We're not going to have any schools. We're outlawing it right now. And actually, I did a short video on it. That video went viral. Hundreds of thousands of views for that video. It went viral because
right.
I said Ron DeSantis reminds me of what a strong American leader looks like.
That's right.
And a lot of people got upset because I said that. Because and of course, you have the white racist liberal that's upset because I'm saying that white people aren't bad. And then you have the black liberal upset because I'm saying white people aren't bad. This is crazy. Our country is so divided, and all they're doing, Biden and the rest of them, all they're doing is creating more division.
Right. It's so sad. But people are waking up. You know, we have seen all types of stories where parents are going to the school boards and they're saying, listen, we don't want this taught in our schools. It's damaging. We don't want it. And that's what people need to do.
Right.
We need to stand up to these school boards and say that you don't want it. And if I didn't name off one of your states, I would strongly suggest you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton's emails. I mean, Fauci.
Oh, I was like, what?
Fauci's emails.
Fauci's yeah.
emails. So, mm-hmm. you know, Press Secretary Psaki, Psaki to you, Psaki to me.
Nobody knows that well.
But you know what that is.
I know it is, but these people don't know what movie
it is. Come on now. Some people do. It's, okay. It's just from a movie called The Last Dragon with Bruce Leroy. And he went into this cookie factory, and it says, Psaki to me, Psaki to you. But anyway. So Hillary Clinton, you remember she wiped the server clean with the cloth, right? Bitch bleep. In this case, I guess Fauci didn't get a chance to delete his emails. The emails that are coming out are damaging to his cause and what they are doing. So and you have the mainstream media disregarding it. And the reason why I brought up Psaki, press secretary, is because I haven't heard today. I know she did a press conference today. But I didn't get the opportunity. I missed most of it, so I don't know if she was asked a question. But prior to today, not a single reporter asked her that question. And I'm led to believe.
About the Fauci emails.
And I'm led to believe that they were told, do not ask anything about Fauci's emails.
Well, that
nothing.
Could be. Because you know.
But if they're told not to ask, what is the difference between communist China and the same
right.
thing they did in the 1930s in Germany
right,
with the whole
heard,
propaganda movement?
We heard that they have to get approval to ask about certain things.
Well,
I thought
that was approval to O'Biden. I thought it was approval to O'Biden. I thought they could ask her any question. Or is that still the case? And if that is
well,
the case,
if
that
it's
the press
a reference
has
to someone else, like somebody's comments or whatever, you have to like get it. Like pre-approved or something.
Seriously,
like that.
When did the press have to say, "Hey, can I have asked permission to ask this question?" When so they're no longer doing their jobs?
Yeah,
I mean, what's the point? What's the point of even having them then? There's
right.
no need for them to be there.
The point
she
is,
can just come out and lie to the American people and go on about her business.
The point is they're just not transparent, right?
That's
Psaki, Biden, Kamala—they all came out, and two of the top things I remember them saying is, "We're going to be 100% transparent."
Yep, sure did.
They lied, and they said they were going to unite the country. They lied. So today, Scalise Comer said Fauci must testify about published emails about the origin of COVID-19. So what happened is BuzzFeed, they filed a Freedom of Information Act request. requesting Fauci's emails. So that was fulfilled. Some of the emails were redacted, of course, or, you know, covered up. You can't see everything that is said. So in the emails, there's quite a bit of emails. I kind of went through some of them just because I was like, okay, what is exactly in these emails? And for the most part, you know, people email Fauci and supposedly he's this great guy that wants to respond to everybody. Right. So in the beginning, he's like going back and forth, and he pretty much stood by the story that COVID did not come from a lab. Right. He pretty much said that according to the information they have, it crossed from animal to person.
It was a bat. Originally, it was a bat.
Right. And he said that scientific data proves, which who really, because now they're saying that there's a lot of data that's proving that it could have possibly come from
the lab
that Trump said it came from.
And the reason why the mainstream media and a lot of them on the left were trying, you know, were deflecting from that and wouldn't even acknowledge that it came from the Wuhan lab is because Trump said it. So instead of them searching for the truth, seeking for the truth, they were just upset and their backsides were hurt because President Trump said it. But now that they said, oh, President Trump is out the way, we can say it now. We can say where it possibly came from to try to make it look like, hey, people, we're trying to get to the bottom of this.
Well, for so many things, they made it sound like it was a conspiracy theory. It was a conspiracy theory that it came from Wuhan, right?
Originally, that's what they were saying. It was a conspiracy theory. Oh, it's conspiracy. Everything is a conspiracy to them. Until they can turn around and say it's not. Just like the whole thing with the One World Order.
You know,
remember, that used to be a conspiracy as well. Right. One World Order is conspiracy. But now it's not because you have the left with the whole Paris Climate Agreement. I know we're getting off a little bit. But the whole Paris Climate Agreement,
you're
that's the whole
off.
World Order thing. Everything is a conspiracy. Go ahead.
Will always goes off, and I'm like, where is it?
Well, because it relates. I can make the connections with all this stuff. It's just my mind is just going.
Yeah, it is going for sure. And you know what? The sad thing is if the time, if it's not information that they accept or they want people to know,
mm-hmm.
it's a conspiracy theory. Until, mm-hmm. you know, now Trump's gone, so it's not going to hurt them now to say, oh, yeah, he's right.
Right, just like
hydrochloroquine. I mean, they won't say he's right.
I mean, another example, hydrochloroquine. Hydrochloroquine was bad. You can't even say it. You can't even post it online. But now it's okay.
Well, supposedly in the email or something I heard, they said that he said it was effective, but I didn't see it in there. I don't know. There's a lot of emails, though, like I said.
Right.
Some of it's grayed out,
mm-hmm.
and they asked him about it, and he's like, oh, well, I can't tell you. I get tens of thousands of emails. I can't tell you it was grayed out.
Oh,
right?
30,000 emails.
That
was bitch leak. He wiped it with a cloth.
Well, somebody went through them and covered up some of the emails. I
of
mean,
course.
And
you know,
what is their intention for doing that?
You know, but you
is
have
questionable.
If I'm not mistaken, I saw a tweet from Rand Paul where he was saying that Fauci should be fired. You know, because he constantly drills him. Is it Rand or Ron?
Rand Paul.
Yeah, Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Ron is his dad. So he Paul Ryan. No, Rand Paul.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, Rand Paul.
Confused.
Paul
yeah.
Ryan is.
Well, he's got too much going.
Yeah,
through
yeah,
his
yeah.
Brain.
Exactly. So he's constantly drilling Fauci in these hearings. Constantly drilling.
He really is.
If I'm not mistaken, he asked for he should be fired because Fauci's excuse is that, well, you know, science changed. We do the science and we do the study and it changed from this to that. So where's the science about the current CCP virus, you know, this foreign substance that people are putting into their body? Where's the science? One science is that when they were giving it to animals, all the animals died. A lot of people, you don't have the mainstream media talking about that. All the animals died. And they asked, why did you stop the experiments or what the testing on the animals? Because they all kept dying. But they're going to do it on people now. Oh, my goodness. Do you see what's happening here?
Yeah, it's interesting. In USA Today, they did a good job about pulling out some of the things that
Hi, everybody. Annie Cyrus here. I do apologize, and as it looks like we had a technical difficulty and their call dropped, I'm pretty sure they're going to dial right back in. So just bear with us for a minute, and I'm sure they're going to be right back. In the meantime, I'm just going to do what I'm very good at doing, just in case if you haven't done it yet. Make sure to grab your cell phones and send Will's name, W-I-L-L, send that to 88202 in a text format, and you get signed up to American Truth Project text alert system, where you will be able to get all of our production and text messages whenever Will goes live on a radio right here on this channel. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get them back on yet, so just bear with me one more minute. I am trying to contact Shannon, but no luck yet. So I do apologize for this technical difficulty, but as you know, that's the beauty of running live programming. Here we go. I believe I was able to get Shannon. So I'm sorry. I am normally very good at jumping in and just talking on, but this topic is definitely not area of my expertise, except all I can say is we need to stop the corruption, no matter how deep it is. But the rest is, here we go. I think we have them back.
Yeah,
Shannon,
we're back,
Annie.
Hey, thank you for that. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe we were just getting heated to it.
I don't know. Yeah. All of a sudden,
I think somebody
like,
wasn't
there?
Happy about what you were saying.
Hey,
I'll let you guys take over.
Why are you here, Annie? Well,
yes.
Why we have you here, Annie? Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. I do enjoy talking to you. So, with Fauci's emails and deleting, you know, and Hillary Clinton deleting the emails, why do you think that the mainstream media is not asking questions of Psaki? I'd love to hear your opinion about that.
To be honest, as I was listening when you were talking, it took me back to my motherland. Actually, in Islamic Republic of Iran also, when you have press pass, as you walk into any event, there's a list, printed list that they hand you as a journalist or a press person that has what you're not allowed to ask, and then it has a specific questions that would be icing on the cake if you actually do ask. I think that is applying here. I have a friend of mine who told me that they were given heads up. This person is in Los Angeles, involved with press, and he told me they were given heads up to do not bring up emails until further notice. But as far as why they're hiding it, I think, well, you know why. If they come out, if they put any attention on it, when it's proven, the entire country, all American people will flat out know for a fact they were lied to. They went through hardship and they went through bankruptcy and lockdown and depression and suicide and losing loved ones because one person decided to lie to them. Right now, as it is, the Democrat Party is on the edge. They can't have any more bad proven press against them. They're going to cover this.
Doesn't this make them look even worse because they're avoiding it? Because people asking the questions, well, why are they avoiding talking about this? I mean, because for me, it's alarming.
Well, yeah, but there's a very few of us, Will, who's even aware of it or even asking or caring. Now, remember, there are so many distractions going on that average Americans are not going to even pay attention to this. It is less damaging.
And their base especially isn't going to.
Exactly. It's less damaging to avoid it than shed light on it and God forbid, let it go all the way to where it's proven that we were lied to.
Well, you know what, but because you have people like Rand Paul and other politicians that are, I see them all on social media, especially on Twitter, where they're all coming back across and saying that Fauci should be fired. He lied to the American people. He knew that they were going to, and some of the emails that they were talking, that he said that they're going to push this because of President Trump. And it looked like he was holding back information as well. So it's just, I think they can only ignore it for so long, right?
Well, I think it's important to diverse who you listen to. Just like, listening to things like American Truth Project, people need to diversify the different media that they're listening to so they are well informed. If you keep listening to just one avenue, you're never going to get informed anymore. It's just, unfortunately, that's the way it is.
Right. That's true.
Right. But that's why they're also trying to stifle the conservative voice. They don't want it heard. They don't want the government to be questioned. They don't want to be transparent.
Right.
Well, because they've been covering up for way too long, too many anti-American moves and action they have taken. They've been just covering it up for long enough that at this point, the smallest proof, and they will, as I said, where I'm standing, Democrat Party is really on edge. They're a push away from falling apart, from their own internal fight to a lot of Democrats waking up to what's happening. They have to get through this until Kamala is sworn in as Madam President. After that, they don't
care. You know
that's
what?
When communism is going to apply.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think they're just trying to hang on until they can get her in that position. But, you know, because she's already taking over a lot of stuff, too. I mean, look at the whole voter. She's supposed to do the voter integrity now. She's supposed to take over that. And in today's press conference, they did ask Psaki about that. And Psaki said that she basically appointed herself to that.
Well,
a lot of
here's
people
the thing.
Don't
she's
know.
She's going through a very, very quick crash course because, let's be honest, Kamala doesn't know anything. Anything. She doesn't. Well, I mean, she knows two things, but that's not for us to mention on live radio. As far as being a Madam President.
It's not part of a resume.
It's part of a resume. It's just the one that we don't get to see.
Yeah, but it's going to become useless. That talent is useless when you are Madam President. All of that talent
exactly.
Got her where she's at. So that doesn't even apply.
100%
so they are putting her through complete quick crash course of how to at least act like Madam President, and that's it. From there, they're going to push her in.
Yeah, if you notice or if you've heard, she's in almost every single meeting that Biden is in. She's with him from morning to night. If he has a press conference, she's standing behind him. She is with him most of the time.
Yes, from what I heard, the last diaper change is Kamala's duty right now.
Is she's what? I'm sorry?
The last diaper change of the night is Kamala's duty.
She puts
Biden to bed before going home because she needs to learn. that's real. Because she's in the middle of just.
She's
in
the
middle of all communication with Iran.
One to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, she's also taking the lead with negotiation with Iran. So.
Which makes no sense.
To,
she has no foreign affairs.
With Iran, do they look at her as any kind of authority, figure because she's, supposedly a woman?
Absolutely not. But they are looking forward to having her as Madam President. I have watched so many reports on Iranian TV station when they refer to Biden as Khamenei, which is the supreme leader, as Khamenei's puppets in the office. That's what they refer to Biden today in Iran's media.
Wow.
That's why, the Fauci situation is the least of our problems. If you would watch the Middle Eastern TV stations, what's coming is terrifying.
Yeah, we're in such a world of hurt. And I kept telling everybody, I said, you know, if you think it's bad right now, just wait until Kamala get her grips on what's going on. Just wait until she get her grips on the United States of America. And for everyone who's like, yes, 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 they're going to be screaming, no, no,
but
no.
But she's just a puppet, too. I mean, at this point, I don't believe either one of them are truly in control. I think she's a little bit stronger voice than Biden. I mean, she can articulate a sentence better than him.
If anyone's really in control, I would say that it's probably Nancy Pelosi. But even go above Nancy Pelosi, I truly believe that they're taking orders or getting orders from the UN to China.
Well, here's the thing. The biggest difference between Kamala and Biden, as I am using air quote as well, as leader, as Biden cares for one thing, which is Mr. President. Kamala cares for one thing, which is dollars, which makes him more dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she likes the power, though,
money,
too. I think she's all about power.
Well, she knows for a fact she won't hold on to the power. She knows that. Internally, externally, she knows she's going to be replaced very quickly. So she's making deals with the devil of Saudi Arabia, Iran, and China. She's making sure her bank account is going to be packed up for the rest of her life and probably a few generations after her. That is the person you cannot trust in any shape or form. She will sell every single one of us and our organs if she needs to get the money.
Well, she's following the lead of Biden, I mean, of Hillary and the Clintons. She's following the lead of Biden and the Obamas. I mean, she's following their lead, right? She's
Shannon, they did it, I'm going to do it too. She is following the lead of Boris. She is following the lead of the squad, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez, and Presley.
Yeah, the squad.
She is following the socialist Democrat lead, which is ruthless. Ruthless. The moment she gets the power, she's going to go after our Constitution. She's going to try to burn that thing down. She
100%.
Has mentioned how much she thinks our Constitution is racist.
Yeah.
Do you think that Ilhan Omar is about money? I don't think she's about money. I think the Clintons are more about money. I think Ilhan Omar is more about power and the Muslim movement, Islam's movement.
Oh, Ilhan Omar is it's openly calling for communist Islamic revolution, which is the red green axis. No, Ilhan doesn't care for money. No, what I meant was
she's following the footsteps of money,
but I'm saying she's following the footsteps of the squad as far as how to get the money, which is the ruthless way. Well, the more ruthless way, because Hillary doesn't do any better with ruthless either. I saw a meme today, and I'm like, what are people talking about? I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and say Fauci didn't kill himself. I'm like, wait, what? Oh, got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. I haven't
heard that. Fauci didn't kill himself. You get a shirt already with that. Get it prepped. Absolutely. Well, hey, Annie, thank you for coming in and taking up that when we got disconnected there. I'm not sure what happened, but thank you so much. And I greatly and highly appreciate you so much.
And I always appreciate you, Shannon, and your wonderful thoughts.
Absolutely.
And
for everyone that is listening, please do me a favor. Send a text, type WILL, and for the number 88202. All right? Thank you, everybody, and God bless you. Thank you so much. We'll be back next Thursday. Take care.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.